The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, as Michael was mentioning there about summer jobs and the family business, the entries are coming in thick and fast for your worst summer job experiences, and we'll be bringing you some of them shortly. It's that time of year when college and secondary school students across the country are seeking out jobs to get them through the summer months. But do they make or break you? She from O'Queen has been finding out.
There's no art at all involved in picking spuds, I can tell you. You're given a shopping basket and you're told, listen, fill that up and that's it. That's what you do for the whole day. If we saw that one of the lads was slacking, there was many a time one of the other lads got a rap of a spud in the back of the head.
Martin Beans Ward is a comedian, writer and...
retired spud picker and turf footer. These two farmers... and they used to do the rounds around all the council estates and used to get all the young lads picking the spuds or picking the stones out of fields. And we're all asking, like, when are we getting paid? When are we getting paid? And one of the lads asked the farmer and he was like, ah, sure, hasn't it been costing me now to be feeding you? So you're rating like horses up there. It's almost like good cop, bad cop, because the other guy would come out and say, oh, don't listen to him at all. Do the work and sure, I'll give you a bonus. We were getting £1 a day. The two of them were conspiring and playing off each other, as it were. I wouldn't mind, but the food that they were giving us, we're all lining up like along the wall, waiting for this big feast to come down on the back of a tractor. And it comes down with a plastic bag and out comes these sandwiches. They weren't even putting cling film or flung them at us like we were a couple of seagulls.
But the toughest summer work he did was in the bog.
Turf for me was child forced labour. The whole country was in on it. But I remember one time when I was in my teenage years, I suppose I was getting a bit more brazen and heavier. I was getting fatter. Didn't have the stamina to go up along a line, you know, or to bend down for too long. I locked myself in the car and my father, I didn't know that his reward for me going out in the bog was a new mountain bike. And when I got back, he showed me the mountain bike and then he took the wheels off it. He said, now, he said, you're not getting that until the turf is in the shed. So I had to wait about 2 months more. But that's for my own smartness. Even though there were some of the hardest days work I ever did in my childhood, I will look back on them fondly because of the moments that you'd have with the family. The shouting and the roaring and the crack and the slagging. They were great bonding moments and team building moments.
Singer Emma Langford had many summer jobs, including street fundraising.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
You're like this bizarre kind of pariah. Hundreds of people coming towards me and I'm just there like waving, smiling, trying to catch someone's eye. They're just kind of like avoiding eye contact or doing the most phenomenal fancy footwork. I had one guy giving out to me for trying to use my feminine wiles on him and I'm like 18 years old and just trying to change the world. I had a guy walk toward me and as I asked him to stop, he put his hand to his ear as if it was a phone and started to have a conversation on his hand, pretending it was a phone.
Hello.
I had to give him kudos for it. And at the time, there was a trend of these insane furry boots. Thrilled with myself and I was standing out in the street, tried to stop this lovely looking woman. And she's like, look, I wish I could help you, but the only help I can give you is to tell you to maybe try and get better fashion sense. And I was like, dumbstruck, just standing there as she walked past me. And I was just like, oh no.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over
one
you.
One of her favourite jobs was singing jazz in a cafe in Limerick.
My dad would come in with me most days. He'd sit over to the far side of the smoking area in the corner. He's an artist, so he would sit there sketching. He would stay there until cafe closes. My folks would be my biggest fans. It was always comforting to be playing and to maybe have no one stop and listen or sit for ages and ages, but then to look up and see my dad's there with a little smile on his face. I could have made an absolute hames or something and my dad will look up and kind of give me a little nod like, that's great, yeah, well done, you did it. So that was always nice.
Oh, well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money.
I thought, you know, inspired from American TV, I'd end up working in a gorgeous little cafe like in the Gilmore Girls. But no, I think it was more like an arranged marriage. My dad knew this man, got me in there, that was settled.
Podcaster and presenter James Kavanagh found himself working in his local pub.
I was almost like the Cinderella of Churchtown. I was the one that was called on no matter what. I was cleaning the floors, I was cleaning the fireplaces, I used to clean the toilets. The way Cinderella's name is roared at her, it was like, James, James, James. And it was also the birthplace of my love affair with Enya, because there was this mixed CD that was on. I just pressed play and that was on for me in the mornings. I would mince around the pub, I would interpretively dance as well. I was chief operating officer of the bottle bins. It would just be a river of bottles every single Sunday. If it was very hot as well, the Baileys would curdle. When one would smash, it would release the kind of baked summer juices. Sometimes it would splash on my face, absolutely gagging and retching each time. The sounds of the bottle still haunts me. And if I'm near a pub or near recycling, I can kind of know what the bottles are. Bigger, spirity ones, they're quite shrill. I enjoyed the smash of a Sidona bottle, I have to say, because that was quite apple-y. And that was like a little bit of air freshener every now and then.
It was the first time that I went somewhere on my own. I probably didn't even know geographically where I was. Tulips from
Amsterdam. Fashion designer Joanne Hines remembers the finer details of her summer picking tulips in the Netherlands.
It was boring work. I think I was pretty much in my head. Maybe that's why it worked, because I didn't have to think really in a way. I really, really remember the farmer that was there. He had amazing hands, great working hands. I could almost draw them actually thinking about it, which sounds a little bit strange. Smoked a cigarette in a very funny little West of Ireland way, you know, where the cigarette was inside the palm of his hand. Yeah, there was something about that. Maybe it reminded me of being younger in the West or something like that. I remember seeing so many tulips, the uniformness of them, really unapologetic yellow, just going on and on and on for miles. And then on a different day, it just turned red. Somebody changed the light switch and it was just all blood red. This vastness of tulips and the space, I think, and the flatness. When you do see it, it does kind of take your breath away.
The scenes in Tuam were a little different to the tulip farms.
The odd time you'd get the American tourist driving past in the bus and it stopped to be taking pictures before the motorway and all that. Buses used to come that way. I suppose if you are a tourist and you're driving past and you saw all of these, the cracks of these arses sticking up in the air, you know, foot and turf.
After all of his hard work, what did Martin spend his money on?
A couple of pound that got you to go to the teenage disco. And the teenage disco was in a building that can scientifically be called a shed. There's a couple of strobe lights. We'd be all going around with our white t-shirts on just so we'd be glowing in the dark type of thing, you know? All about the music. The Venga Boys. The Venga Busters coming and everybody's jumping. From Tuam to Glen and Maddie. Oh, here along comes Paddy. Those are the days. Those are the days.
Shefer Mulqueen reporting there from the front line of summer jobs. Well, we have lots of texts coming in about difficult summer job experiences. There's a lot of summer job pain out there. One texter says, my worst job was picking raspberries aged between 7 and 12. Child labour and free babysitting for Mam. Worst day was when Mam hadn't gone shopping, so for lunch she gave us Weetabix and butter. We were starving, but still couldn't face eating raspberries. To this day, can't face raspberry. Thank you very much to everyone who has entered the competition. Do keep those entries coming.